Case number 11,064, Donald F. Daly Jr., south of Route 54 Lighthouse Road, west of Cleveland Avenue, being lot 40 within Cape Windsor Development, a variance from the side, front, and rear yard setback requirement.
Can you please state your name and address for the record, please?
Donald F. Daly Jr., 38784 Cleveland Avenue, Shelbyville.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Evening.
Good evening, sir.
I'm in the process of moving to the shore by pressure of family members who have been here five generations. And in doing so, I purchased a home in the early, 20 years ago. It was built, and it's a double wide, in the early 70s, and it has very little storage space. So in deciding to move permanently to the shore, I found myself in need of more storage. I presently keep lawnmowers and things like that in an adjoining lot shed. And so I approached my next door neighbor and told her what my plans were, and she had no objections. And I went to a member of the Cape Windsor Community Association, and figuring that they were quite familiar with your proceedings and coming in here quite a bit over the last several years. And I was advised that since the shed was a portable, that is, it wasn't fastened permanently to the ground and it would be brought in on a trailer, that I wouldn't need a variance. Inspector Malloy was kind enough to inform me that I received some bad information. I went ahead and purchased the shed, had electric put into it, and a ramp put on. Then I received Mr. Malloy's notice that I was in violation and immediately applied for a variance. I don't know. They took copies of the 8 letters from neighbors, and including my next door neighbor, that had stated had no objections to the placement or the shed itself. Is that in my file?
It's in here, sir.
Okay, thank you. And going over the requirements for variances, the uniqueness, Cape Windsor Association, I'm sure you're familiar with it. The lots are 50 foot wide by, I believe, 89 foot or so long. The house, the existing home, is quite wide, and I will get to that in a minute. It required a variance in order to put a shed for storage and moving into full time. Feasibility of development, how can the property be developed in strict conformity to the zoning ordinance, and that's no because of the narrowness of the property. The difficulty in created by the applicant. I'm trying to put storage on the property, and being it's so narrow, it requires a variance. Does it affect the surroundings? One of the reasons I approached my next door neighbor was to make sure she had no objections to it, and also the Cape Windsor community in itself has various variances because of the narrowness of it, so it doesn't create a problem there. variance represent the least modification possible, and I believe it does in this case. As far as the house itself, variances for the home, I bought the home 20 years ago, and the only variance that I requested since then has been to add a deck. The home was in terrible shape. It was completely redone on the outside. And I added a deck on and was requested a variance. It was granted a variance. And at that time, I was not made aware that variances had not already been taken out on the house. Mrs. Johnson, who I bought the property from, had never filed for a variance. And I didn't learn of this until I requested the variance for the shed. And we were in the office, and they went through the records and couldn't find any record of a variance for the house. I was a little taken back because I assumed that it was already done, or it would have been picked up when I asked for the variance for the deck. It wasn't called at either time, so that's the reason for the other request.
Other request.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Rickards?
So you went and you placed the shed there without a permit, first of all, or you went in and you talked to the...
I talked to my next-door neighbor first.
And then you talked to the organization.
And then I spoke to someone who I thought had experience in the community and what was required, and was told I didn't need a variance. And so I purchased the shed and had it placed. And then I learned from Mr. Malloy that I was in violation, and that's when I applied for the variance.
You didn't have a permit at that time at all? You didn't have anything then?
Yes, sir. No, I did not. That's and I was told I didn't need one.
How long have you had this property?
I've had it 20 years.
And you've never heard?
A little over 20 years.
You never heard in that?
Well, the reason that I was told that I didn't need a permit is because of the uniqueness of the building itself. It was being brought in by a trailer. It was considered, I was told, to be a portable structure, not to be permanently fastened by a foundation or anything like that. And so it didn't require a variance for a building since it was a portable building. And that's what I said is when I spoke to Mr. Malloy.
It didn't require a permit, right?
That's what I was told. I knew when I put the deck on the back, the association informed me that I needed a variance, and I applied for the permit, was granted. The variance was granted, then the permit.
Are you adding the, let's see, you're adding the open deck on a...
No, sir, that's already there. That was put in about 1990, I believe.
1990?
Yes, sir. And that's another thing, when we put I requested the variance for the deck, that's when I assumed that everything was okay when I bought the house, but also when I applied for the variance for the deck, I thought it would have been picked up then. So when Mr. Malloy's office told me that the house had never been granted a variance, that's when I learned of it.
Okay. All right, no more questions.
Okay, Mr. Bertman?
No questions.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
Mr. Daly, you stated a couple times you're moving down to the shore. I guess I'm confused. You're moving to New Jersey?
I'm sorry? No, sir.
It's a bad joke. You said you're moving to the shore.
I've always been told, my mom grew up in Cambridge, it's always the shore.
Down the shore.
It's the shore.
You're from Pennsylvania, right?
I don't know.
Gotcha. I have no other questions.
And I have no further questions. So hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? There's one. Sir, do you want to come forward then? You can sit right down up front here, sir. We got one gentleman in opposition.
Please state your name and address for the record, please.
Yeah, Doug Tenley, 38836. Lincoln Drive, Selbyville, Delaware.
You swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. The person that lives next to him is the variance that I was applying for. And when he had came over with the letter to be signed for the shed, she was understood that it was going to be a small shed to house the lawn furniture in the wintertime. Well, he has put a garage-sized shed, and he's got his motorcycle and stuff inside the shed, which got gasoline on it, in it. And when he first set the shed, it was actually on the neighbor's property line. And then when we had the lot surveyed to do the building, he had actually had the shed picked back up and moved over, and now it's 4 inches off the property line. And I have some pictures, if you don't mind, I would like to present these. When you open the shed door, it's actually still on the neighbor's property line.
Is that the neighbor on the right-hand side?
That's correct.
Okay. Thank you.
And then also, when we do the demo on this home for to propose the new home, when it rains, that water's going to run right off the roof, right down into her property, and leave a ditch there. I mean, the homeowner would be more than happy to grant the 5-foot offset, but not that close to the property line.
That's the shed, and that's the next house to it?
That's actually the house, right? That's the house we're going to tear down. The shed's that far. That's close to the house, yeah?
This one.
I mean, the fire department could barely get in between there if they had to drag hose or something. I'm a builder, and I've done a lot of building in Cape Windsor, and my understanding, when you go to do something like this, you apply, you have a set of plans drawn up, you give a copy of those plans to the board of directors, and then once it's approved through there, then you come to you guys and apply for the permit or the variance if needed. In this case, the shed was set and then applied for the permit and the variance. Already got electricity in it and everything. I mean, I was standing in the property the other day of the next door neighbors, and evidently he was having something done inside the shed or whatever, and it almost felt like they were banging on the side of the wall of the house. And that's how loud it was.
Okay, sir. Okay. Any questions for Jim?
Can I give a rebuttal?
Sure.
Okay, first of all, when I spoke to Mrs. Palmer about the shed, I told her, in fact, she's moving down in, around the same time as I am. That's why she's having a new house built. I told her I was moving down and I needed storage space. I told her, she knows I have a motorcycle, and I told her I was going to keep that in there. And I told her I was going to put a small workshop in there, but the majority of the space was going to be a loft on both ends of the building, and that's where I was going to store a lot of the stuff from the other house. She had no problem. In fact, she said, I'm going to be asking for variances too. I won't object to yours. You don't object to mine. And I said, fine. As far as storing gasoline and things like that in there, it's 2 gallons of gas in a motorcycle. I don't know who he heard banging on the door, but I haven't been in the shed for about 4 days, 5 days. My son went in there the other day to get a steamer out. We were steaming crabs, but other than that, I explained the variance situation. I did go to the board. I was informed that, you know, misinformed, that I didn't need a variance and didn't need a permit because this fell under a unique situation of being a portable building. And that as long as I didn't put a foundation or permanently attach it to the ground, I wouldn't need a permit or variance because it was a portable building. As soon as I found out that I was given bad information, I immediately called Mr. Malloy, got the details of it, and then came in and applied for the variance. As far as access to it, they're requesting that the air conditioning unit next to the building be moved towards the bulkhead, thereby gaining even more access down the side of the building. As most of you know, in dealing with Cape Windsor lots over the years, the lots are very narrow, and many of the buildings on those lots have required variances because of the narrowness of the buildings, of the lot. With a 10-foot setback on each side and a 50-foot lot, you don't have very much to work with if you're gonna put a home there and you're gonna put a shed there.
Okay.
All right. Sir, do you ever consider putting a smaller shed in?
I'm sorry?
You ever consider putting a smaller shed in?
I considered it, but then with bringing the lawnmowers over and all the stuff from the home, And trying to put some type of place in there where I could, I have a workbench, a small workbench, and a place that I could, repair things for the house and around the yard and things. And in talking to Mrs. Palmer, it didn't seem to be an issue. Okay. So I actually I had to pay additional to have the shed narrowed a foot from the standard, what they consider standard shed size. So I paid the extra money to bring it in even, you know, a little closer on the sides.
Okay. All right, sir. Thank
okay,
you.
Sir.
Yep. Hearing no further, that's fine, sir. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Hearing no further opposition then, chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that I approve the following. Mr. Counselor, you please keep me straight on this. I'm going to approve 11-064 for the following variances. The 1.1 variance in the front, the 5.5 variance on the south side, 4.3 variance for the open deck on the south side, and in the rear, 5.6 variance from the deck. And the reasons I will mention to approve will be the uniqueness of the property, which is I believe it's 50 feet. Uniqueness of the property, also the necessary enable, and it's been there, the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood because most of those homes are very close in there. And the request of the variance is the minimum that will afford relief. Now that home has been there for a while, at least it is existing.
Mm-hmm.
I suggest and make a motion that we deny the 4.7 variance for the shed. I believe the hardship has been, and practical difficulty has been created by the applicant. With that, I make that motion.
Okay. Okay, I got a motion. Mr. Rickers, do I have a second to that motion?
And just to be clear, Mr. Chairman, this is for the approval of a variance for essentially the deck in the existing manufactured home that had been in existence. To clean up the record as far as that, the deck had received approval, looks like at 1993 is the notes I see.
Right.
But it's a denial of the variance request for the shed.
That's correct. That's two motions.
Well, I think it could be under, I guess, it, yeah, I guess it could be, I think it could all be under one motion.
All under one, that was what I was going to ask.
I can do that?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I wanted you to keep me straight.
Yeah, I think your motion is to approve the four and deny the other.
That's correct.
So if somebody seconds that, then that's what it would be.
Okay. Okay, then I have a motion by Mr. Rickers that we approve four of the five requested variances and we deny the 4.7 variance. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second that motion. I do not. I think the shed is too close to that line. I don't think we're going to get a variance that close before like that. The rest of them, I have no problem with.
Okay. Okay, so all those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Nay.
Nay? Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons that were stated.
Mr. Riggers?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Callaway would be aye for the reasons that previously stated. So by a vote of 4-1, case number 11,064 is approved for 4 variances, and the 4.7 is denied. Okay.
Case number